Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Farley Service Plaza with Chickies and Pete's for the official kickoff to summer, where Pete pays your toll on the AC Expressway today from 4 to 5 p.m. Metallica tonight at Lincoln Financial Field with Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
I'm going.
I know.
Are you going to a concert tonight?
Yeah. Going through my normal – this is how concerts work for me. When I decide to go, very excited for the concert. Day of the concert, don't feel like going. Then get to the concert and happy I went. So I'm in the time now during the day where I have to battle through the feeling that I don't actually want to go because I know I do.
You don't have to battle through.
Yes, I do.
You could just be excited to go.
No.
And see Metallica and your Limp Bizkit.
I love them both.
I know.
Yeah.
So then you should be only positive.
No. I always think about the hassle, how nice it would be to be home. That's I just got to get through that. And once I get to the link, I'll be home free.
T's and P's for you, buddy. T's and
P's. Oh, toss and prayers? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Toss right. And prayers.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. It's the official kickoff to summer, so it is your last chance to officially be in or out on the Phillies. You have a 6 o'clock deadline. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Come on, Bruce. All righty. Off to a fast start. Think everybody started drinking yet this weekend?
No.
4:30, that'll start.
Yeah, I think it probably has to do with more about them being ready to be on the show.
Yeah.
Is sort of my concern. I see Buzz checking on him.
Yep, he's frantically checking on him.
Why don't we try? Wait, hold on.
Oh no.
Now we're having.
This is going well.
Computer.
That actually sounded like he wasn't even there. It didn't sound like it sounded like the.
Oh, it sounds like no one is there.
Or one of those things where they're on mute.
Yeah.
I have no web connection. Yeah. Hey, Buzz, why don't we go? Oh, no. I'm going to get it in a second. Buzz, I don't need you to do anything. Don't worry. I'll have the internet just in 1 second here.
This is going well.
There we go.
We've been on the air.
Joe in Ben Salem.
You're
on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yo, what's up? Happy Memorial Day, y'all. Can I get some Ike juice?
Yeah, they must have been drinking that Ike juice.
There you go, Buzz.
Back in my good graces.
So I just want to first say behind the shows, Buzz did not check in on me to see if I was ready to go.
Yeah. I love this.
There it is.
Let's just start snitching on Buzz. Yeah.
Well, we should.
Make him feel awful.
We'll make him feel accounted. No. Let's not do awful. Mr. Sensitive, over there. Why don't we do
not
accountable?
Sensitive.
Yeah.
So,
Mike, I need you to relax a little bit. It's summer, Memorial Day weekend. Drink some Surfsides.
I'm relaxed.
You don't sound
I can feel
it.
The tension from here.
Oh. Everyone can feel the tension. Rojas is going to get it at some point.
Rojas will definitely get it at some point when we lose connection.
When we're not on the air.
Yeah. That's
Fran, the station's on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I am not. I'm monitoring this situation with the Phillies until the trade deadline. I can't say in or out. They've been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Is there anything they could have done? Let me ask you this. Is there anything the Phillies could be doing right now to make you in? Or is this just a leftover thing from the last few years?
It's leftover. They had 34 wins at this time last year. They got 32 at this time. And they're playing some tomato cans. The Iron Pigs could beat the Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody plays bad teams, though. Like, they all play the same schedule at the end of the day. The Phillies have played good teams. It's not they, you know, they won a series against the Cubs. They won a series against the Dodgers. You know, they've played some good teams.
They have played some good teams, but I'm monitoring the situation to see if Dave is all in. Is he going to make it the move at the trade deadline to push this team to the next level, which he has failed to do the last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, it sort of depends who's available, but now with the Alvarado thing, I mean, it throws a huge wrench in it because they had him the last couple of years. He was their best reliever. Can he replace
him? So you think that makes them more likely to do something?
So I think they're going to do something, but I don't think they're going to give up one of their top five prospects for it. Like, they're going to make a trade. They're not going to trade.
Not one of the top five.
They're
okay.
Not trading Arun Escobar, Tyeet, Painter, Miller, and they could trade Crawford. Of all those guys, I think Crawford's the most traded.
You don't think they could trade Miller?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so.
Not under any – well,
unless there's like a real – I don't even know what the superstar is going to be available at the deadline is or who it could be.
Yeah, right. What level of player are you getting that would cause you to give up those guys?
Like, there's no Crochet like last year where they put together a monster package to try to get him and Luis Robert. I don't know if there's – going through it quickly. I don't know if there's like that clear guy that like the CC Sabathia in 2008 – where the guy that is going to be dealt. So, you know, they're going to make a move. I just don't think they're going to touch their top five prospects.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, Crochet's awesome.
He is.
He's been great this year.
But it's been interesting because him and Lizardo have been pretty neck and neck.
Yep.
And obviously the Phillies only traded Starling Gaba versus what the Red Sox had to give up. But I love Crochet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been awesome. Joe, for next question, they give us something something good or bad about summer. Your
I'll
choice.
I'll say something good. I'll say listen to Fransky in L.A. down the shore.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Listen to Fransky in L.A. down the shore. Yeah. I've never been a – we go down to the Delaware Beach for a week every year. I didn't grow up being a shore guy, though. Yeah. Like everybody around here, my wife was in Ocean City most of her childhood, you know, down the shore. Like, so that sounds very nice, listening to Fransky in L.A. on the deck at down the shore or whatever on the beach. I never did it. It was never part of, like, growing up for me.
Phil's down the shore is my favorite version of watching the Phil's.
Are you like, the shores beneath you?
No, we just never did it. Like, growing up, we never did it. And then now, we go for a week. But I think for the people that really, really love it, they did it growing up all the time.
Didn't you say, didn't you say the times you would go to the beach, your dad would get comped? Like,
well, yeah, we would get hotels in Atlantic City. It's not really the same beach experience that most people have.
You're not going to the boardwalk in Ocean City.
No, we would go one day. We would go to a boardwalk in Wildwood or Ocean City or something.
Howard didn't want to be on the beach.
He got comped.
Yeah, we would get hotels down the shore.
The Playboy Hotel, right?
Yeah, we did stay at the Playboy Hotel once when I was a kid. Trump Plaza, we would stay.
Oh, interesting.
Trying to think. Oh, stop it. Now, the Atlantic City Boardwalk at that time.
I stayed at Trump Plaza. Stupid.
The Atlantic City Boardwalk at that time was better than it is now. Like, there's nothing now.
Tropicana.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we were talking earlier about, like, the age brackets for different shores.
Oh, okay.
So what's the young people shores?
Well, are we talking
versus
about?
Versus middle age versus older age?
So Ocean City is family.
Yes.
Like,
I'm back,
all ages.
I'm back in the Ocean City cycle.
Yep. Now, Ocean City is a dry town.
It is. Well,
I know. I've been there. Yeah.
Got to sneak it in.
Yeah. Well, you're allowed to have it.
Yeah. There's no bar.
They don't sell it. Yeah. Sea Isle is a, you know, early 20s town.
Yes.
Right? That's a party town.
Sea Isle's early 20s?
Yeah. Sea Isle's party town.
Wildwood, early 20s?
Wildwood's family, I think, but also party.
Yeah,
right?
It's a mixture.
A mixture.
It's Delco.
Yes. Avalon.
Wildwood is family?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that where all the ruckus happens?
Yeah, well, those people are in families.
I guess I'm thinking of kids, like little kids.
Yeah, but I think they're little kids.
I'm thinking like Ocean City is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think they're little kids in Wildwood.
In Wildwood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I thought it was all like teenagers.
And then Avalon is like, I don't know, Brazier and Cindy Webster.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like that. That is Avalon.
What is that? That's the older
Avalon Stone Harbor.
Oh, that's our age.
I think it's more of a those people going out, but not going out like the Sea Isle people, like not getting obliterated.
Right. No, when we go out, we're back in by 11.
Well,
that.
But in Avalon, they're back home by 7.
Right.
That's the difference.
And I think Stone Harbor is similar to that.
Yeah, Stone
right?
Harbor's like, that's you've made it.
Avalon, right. Avalon, they're back in by 7?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think so. Maybe,
is
maybe
that
9.
Kelsey, was that?
Yeah, Kelsey's a Sea Owls, man.
Oh, that was Sea Owls.
Yeah, Sea
Owls.
Okay. Sea Owls. Okay. Yeah. Am I missing any shore points? What's the one right next to Atlantic City?
Kate,
Ventnor,
and then Cape May is retire. Like you know,
Cape May is nice. Retire or adjusting or like anniversary or something.
Oh, yeah,
your
yeah,
anniversary
yeah.
week.
So the older people, the real slow is slow motion there.
Yeah, well, because it's all the way down there. It's actually right across from Maryland. Right, mm-hmm. It's right across from Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
It's where they filmed the Bob Dylan movie that Chalamet was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now Cape May is very nice. We did a weekend or two in Cape May. It just takes forever to get there because it's so far
now,
away.
Cape May is that. Is that the where Cape Fear was at? That was Boston. Or was that
no? That wasn't
that
Cape Fear. That was Massachusetts.
Just
that
a bit like. North.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking Cape May, Cape Fear.
Well, like and Ventnor, I just don't like the whole Ventnor, Margate. That's a different kind of shore.
Well, but it's more now. People
are starting to go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, people
and more.
Are going to go there.
So where do 40-year-olds go?
I think that's Sea.
That's Avalon.
Sea Isle,
right?
Avalon, and then
30-year-olds.
30-year-old Sea Isle.
Yeah.
All right.
Early 20s is
the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you trust the Phillies again? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Do you trust the Phillies
again? I think most people do, but I think there's a sort of eye of skepticism there as well with the team. So I think it's in the 60s. I'll go high 60s, though. Let's go 68.
59.2.
Oh, 59.
And when we ask if you're in, that's really what we're asking, right?
Yeah.
If you trust them. Because you said something when we started talking about that I think is the crux of what we're talking about, is that you are allowing yourself to be disappointed again. And not in a negative way. In a – you can't really enjoy it. Really enjoy
unless
a season.
Unless you open yourself up to believe in it for real. Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Because anyone could go in this and go, I don't believe in them. But, like, is that as much fun? But you also need a real amount of belief to open yourself up to be hurt again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like what I'm seeing. And regardless of the competition, I think the one thing about baseball, correct me if I'm wrong, Fritzy, mm-hmm. but, you know, these hitters, getting in a rhythm – I mean, I understand going up against tougher pitchers, it's not the same, but still, seeing the ball land in the green or in the stands, that's something that's a positive for all hitters from a psychological standpoint. So I would imagine it gives them confidence no matter who they're going up against.
Well, because you know athletes, right? Where like they can just convince themselves of anything, and like when they go on this little bit of a run, that they can just be like, all right,
I'm back.
And I think the biggest thing is that it does look like they're buying in. All offseason they talked about pass the baton. They talked about using the entire field and. You know, and trusting their teammates, I guess. And I think you're seeing them do a pretty good job with that. And I think when Spike mentioned that earlier, you know, Bryce is the one that's going opposite way and passing the baton and having Schwarber behind him, I think, is a big part of that as well.
Yeah.
Like, and this is not a negative on, like, Alec Boehm or Castellanos, but I do wonder if sometimes when he had them behind him not doing much, that felt like he had to press.
Oh,
more.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. And by the way, It's huge that Schwarber is having the year he's having not hitting leadoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think for him and for the team.
He got over that whole idea that I have to hit leadoff.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What do you mean maybe? He's having a great year.
Never
having
reported.
The best year of his career.
Yes.
Never reported that he only wanted to hit leadoff.
He said he wanted to hit leadoff. He
never
said
reported.
He said
never
it.
Reported. Never reported.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe in the Phils? Do you trust the Phils before our 6 p.m. deadline? Now, you know what else happens down the shore during the summer?
What? Driftwood?
Little kind of different kind of fun.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights.
From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Different kind of fun. You know, you spend your day at the beach, then you go out to dinner, and then it's bedroom time.
There it is.
It's bedroom time.
Yep, that's what you do.
You know, and if you're an Avalon or Stone Harbor guy, it's not everything's not operating easy the way that it used to.
Yep.
Youngin's in the car on the way down.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Earmuffs.
This family's pointing at us.
Earmuffs. Look, if all right, then we'll do it the clean way.
Yes.
If you're not performing the way that you used to, we have just the thing for you. Is Blue Chew.
Yep.
It is the same earmuffs, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. All right, we're good. But it's a chewable. You don't have to swallow a pill. Even better. And the best thing right now is that we're hooking you up with a month for free. First month, absolutely free.
Free!
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. You're not going to have to go to the doctor to get a prescription. No. They do that all online at BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
Hate doctor's appointments. Yep. And now, you call and make a doctor's appointment. It's May, right? They'll tell you, all right, we'll see you in October. You don't have time to waste. So you just go to BlueChew.com. They do it right there online.
So true.
You don't have to wait for – you don't have to go fill your prescription at the pharmacy because they're going to send it to you directly. And it's made and shipped right here in the USA, so it's cheaper. And as far as cheap, what's cheaper than free, Ike?
Free.
Nothing.
No, nothing.
Right.
Nailed it.
Yep. Your first month free. Go to BlueChew.com.
What's cheaper than free? Free.
Free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. All you do is you pay for the shipping. It's like $5. And then you can.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Memorial Day, man.
Happy Memorial Day,
Chris.
Guys, I am all the way in on the Phils. I know this is a surprise to you, but I'm all the way in. I'm so in and comfortable. I'm like when Buzz was producing and walking around the studio with his shoes off last night. That's how comfortable I am.
Oh, yeah, let's address the elephant in the room.
Oh, wow.
Please put down Chris in Middletown for 1 second. Getting a lot of reports that Buzz was shoeless in the studio last night.
Shoeless?
Shoeless. Bare feet.
Not bare feet.
Probably sticky.
Wait a minute. Just because shoeless Joe Jackson was forgiven by the Major League Baseball.
Because they took him off the band list.
Yeah. Now we got to put a different shoeless guy. I'm sorry. Are we at work when we're at the studio? Or are we
what
not at work?
Going
Why
on
are your
over
shoes
there?
Off?
I, you know, stretched out the feet for a little bit, went out to go get some water, and Tom Kelly brought it up on the air.
What are you stretching out the feet for?
Yeah.
We're not in manual labor.
Yeah. Are you wearing tiny little shoes? Or are you wearing shoes that fit?
No, they're shoes that fit. I just wanted to stretch them out for a little bit.
We'll get you some Skechers.
It's an odd thing to do at work, Buzz.
Really odd thing to do at
work.
Felt
real comfortable to be walking around the station with your shoes off.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks no one's there.
Yep.
After nine, nothing. You know, rules are out the window.
Oh, is that true?
I would not say that on the air.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Imagine Spike the program.
Yeah. Are our advertisers that advertising after 9 p.m., are they getting the half-assed buzz?
No, we love our sponsors.
There it is. Okay. Shoeless Buzz Wilson.
Yeah, Shoeless Buzz Wilson. All right, Chris. Sorry. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I had no idea.
Oh, no, I don't understand why you're concerned or you think it's gross. I mean, we all know he's a very clean individual. Anyway, guys, no worries whatsoever about the Phils. 100% in. You know, a lot of confidence there. So I do want to – I got a roll, and I know you guys got other callers. So I want to give you my answer. My answer is beach season and Tornado Shapiro and Ike Reese know what I'm talking about. Have a good one. Take care, guys.
What do you say, beach season?
Beach season.
Yeah, what is that?
I would imagine bikinis.
Eye candy?
Yes, that's what I would imagine.
Oh, he's being a creep.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Ike Reese knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, let's throw Ike in there.
Yeah.
Chris in Middletown's the kind of guy you go out, he's pointing out ladies by giving you the time. Hey.
12 o'clock?
12 o'clock. It's like, all right.
He's wearing a shirt a little bit too, like a schmedium.
Yep. Oh, you know Chris Middleton is a schmedium guy.
100% schmedium guy. The pipes are piping.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, Bruce, we're doing great,
great,
Bruce.
To hear your voice, Bruce.
Yeah, I've been busy. I'm down in Georgia now. I had my grandson, had a graduation, getting ready for middle school, and then I'll be on a plane tomorrow to attend a wedding in San Diego. So I'm just all over the place.
Man.
Attending weddings? Who do you know that's getting married, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my nephews. Definitely not me.
I knew you weren't getting married. I'm just saying. All right, so it's one of your nephews.
That makes sense.
So, you know, as we do, Bruce, as our age, like people get married. We figure most people our age aren't getting married anymore.
Right.
So that's why I was like, yeah, we're like, who do you know that's getting married? It's your nephew. And you're close enough that you're going to your nephew's wedding. I wouldn't go to my nephew's wedding, but that's just me.
Well, no, he's the special one. He's a special one though, but you're right about that. Yeah, because you know you get older, you start giving less.
Yeah, I think I'm out of marriages. If less is my kids getting married, I don't think I'm gonna have to go to any more weddings. All my friends are married.
And you don't think anybody's gonna get divorced and then get remarried?
Yeah. They're not gonna get divorced and remarried again.
What's the rule on that? Okay, let me ask you this. Let's say you're 51, right? You have a friend that gets divorced and remarried. And they have a wedding. Do you have to bring a gift to a 50-year-old?
No.
Okay. All right.
If it's your second time getting married, you're out. Yeah, no more. You're likely not to get any gifts.
Yeah, you shouldn't, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, just making sure.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not planning or anything. I just.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at, just calling about the Phillies.
Yeah.
Man, I'm still in the corner of the show me. I need to see more. I'm not.
Oh, what do you need to see? Yeah.
Well. Actually, that came out the wrong way. Okay.
Please apologize.
Retract. But let me just.
It's gonna be one of those shows today, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everyone's just doing an inside joke at all times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Look, no, I don't want it to turn into a debate, you know, with you guys back and forth, you know, like you had. Ooh, man. Oh, my God.
The Jolly one. Who won that? Who won Jolly versus Spike, Bruce?
I think Jolly got it.
Yeah. Everyone's saying it.
He did not win.
Everyone's saying it.
He didn't win.
No, you had some good points.
Not enough.
You can't just win a debate by picking the side that everybody likes.
Ike does it every day.
He aced you out, though. But anybody else fight? Look, I got you. Look, I'm with you, Hunter.
Long as not Jolly. Right, okay. Okay.
Well, I can't get over the whole thing about the, you know, Daryl Morey and, you know, come down the throat and all of that, you know.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
Well, it's like the Rhea Elliott debate.
Dude, Rhea killed Elliott. It was the first time I've ever heard Elliott, like, flustered.
Really?
Oh, she smoked him. Absolutely smoked him.
You got to replay it. No, we ought to replay it.
Even him at the end, he was like, I didn't expect.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Now, did she, Bruce, real quick, give us your best thing or worst thing about summer for next question.
Okay, so best or worst thing about summer. You know what? Water ice season.
All right, love water ice. That's a good one.
Water ice.
That's a little water ice.
That's one thing Philadelphia has, one of the many things, I should say. I before I came here, I was an ice cream guy.
Yeah, water ice is something special.
It changed.
Yeah.
Changed me.
Yeah.
To where I don't even, the whole ice cream thing, I don't know, ice cream cone. Nah, I gave that up years ago.
Ice cream's good.
It's been water ice, man.
Ice cream's good, but water ice is refreshing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's much better. Yeah. It's much better.
Wait, what did he just – did Rhea just passion him to death? Because Rhea hates Josh Allen.
Yeah, but she also – so Elliot's
a lot of passion. See, that's the thing. See, here's what's great about debates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Some of it is.
Yeah, passion. Being passionate.
That's what
Absolutely.
It is. That's how you win over the people you want to vote for you or that you're trying to convince. And Rhea, see, that's really how Jolly got you, man. He out-passioned
you. He did out-passion you.
Well, because it's hard to be passionate about my side of it.
Well, you got passionate.
You did.
Well, I got mad at him.
Yeah.
Because it was dumb points. It didn't make any sense.
Well,
it didn't make any sense, but he did out-passion you, and that was
well, because he hates Morey more than I love him.
Morey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know about that, but Rhea.
Oh, stop it.
No, because Elliot's only point about him being a good owner was what they've done on the court, which, sure.
Right.
But she brought up, like, they've done nothing. Now, you might be able to disagree with this, but they've done nothing in the community.
Wow.
Well, that's not true.
The whole stadium debacle.
That was a disaster.
Yeah. Like, she made it more about, like, a plea to Philadelphia rather than just, like, what they've done on the basketball court.
Rhea knows what she's doing. Like, Elliot did not walk into some debate. Normally, when, you know, Elliot's in these debates, unless he's with us, you know, what's he going up against? Rhea knows what she's doing.
I know.
Yeah.
Only one on that show that does.
Yeah.
Well. She's calling him an idiot and a moron.
What?
She called him an idiot and a moron.
I'm sure. When she does that to Elliot, it's fine. When she calls me an oaf and laughs a little too hard, that's when he gets worked up.
See, that's the OG Rhea that
coming
I know.
Out. Yeah.
That's the OG Rhea that I know. You know what I'm saying?
It was great.
Old school Rhea there.
I think that was the best debate and the Jolly versus Spike. I think those were the two headliners of debate week.
Yeah.
And we'll see what kind of passion we get out of Al.
I didn't have a good one this year, man.
Nah.
Well, the camera comes in not wanting anything, not wanting any smoke. We got to get somebody who – and you know what? Honestly –
Well, even my topic, though, of Saquon having the best season,
I would say
it was okay.
I would say our side debate about Jalen was probably
– Well, that's why I did
as good. Yeah, because you wanted a little smoke.
Yes, I wanted a little smoke, yes.
Well, speaking of smoke –
I wanted a little smoke. Yes, you know it.
Speaking of smoke and a guy that got roasted this week, Elliot Shore Parks joins us
live
next.
From the Hamptons.
Yeah, he's in the Hamptons. That's what we hear.
Did you have a debate this week?
No interest.
No interest.
I don't debate.
I don't debate.
You're something else, man. 215-592-9494. We are at the Farley Service Plaza. Today is the day that you determine whether you're in or out on the Philly 6 p.m. deadline as summer begins then. And remember, Pete pays your tolls from 4 to 5. We're with Chickies and Pete.
Free
crab fries over there. I already got one order. Maybe I'll get another. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.